Now Yantar is behind us and we start a new part of the year. We're starting a new series as well. Going slowly in 4-minute increments through the Shemoneh Esrei. Truth is, it's quite a daunting task to be able to articulate thoughts, feelings, kavanas, intentions as we stand in front of Hashem. We're fortunate that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah some 2,500 years ago encoded the depths of human emotion, connected to all the secrets of the spiritual universes in the words of the Shemoneh Esrei that they wrote for us and they bequeathed to us. It was a way of future-proofing Judaism, because until that point, during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, people would daven however they wanted, would have a basic formula of praising Hashem, asking Hashem and thanking Hashem, but they could daven as often or as irregularly as they wanted. And they'd use whatever words they wanted. When we came back at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, we lost the ability to articulate ourselves in front of Hashem and to express ourselves fully. And therefore they did it for us. The greatest Chachamim, the greatest Nevi'im, a drawing on Psukim in Tanakh, a drawing on key concepts that they felt would be important to us at every point in time. And encoded that into our Shemoneh Esrei. 18 brachas that later become 19. And it's up to us to plumb the depths to the best of our ability of their intentions. And then make those words relevant to us every single day. Shachas, Mincha, and Maariv. Or however often you daven. And it shouldn't be the same every time. And it should be a reflection and expression of where we're holding it any given morning, afternoon, or night. Using the same words to be able to express ourselves. The beauty of being able to use the same words is that we're grounded, we're orientated. We don't need to think about what to say. And therefore we can focus on how to say it. By familiarizing ourselves with the words of the Amidah, we can then fill those words with meaning, with passion, with purpose, rather than fumbling around and thinking, well, what are the words that I need to say? We know our lines, so to speak. And now it's about filling them with intent. And the beauty of it is that there are multiple pirushim, multiple commentaries, that give us the ability to draw on different kavanas at different points in our lives. But nonetheless, as I said, it's a daunting task. And therefore we ask Hashem, Hashem's first sight, Tiftach, if Yagit El Asecha, drawing on the words of David HaMelech. Hashem, please, you open my lips and let my mouth express your praise. That's one idea here. What's the difference between the lips and the mouth? The lips are external, the mouth is internal. Berkowitz explains that let my external expression, my lips, be an accurate reflection of what I want inside. Let my external expression be an accurate reflection of my internal feelings. Let that resonance be there. Let the words that I say really express the feelings in my heart. As we go through the Amidah, we realize that Tefillah is Avodah Shebalev. It's meant to be a passionate, emotional experience. The more we learn about the words, the more we'll be able to enable that to happen. May Hashem help us as we go on this journey. May it be a successful one.